Three, two, one. Welcome to another episode of Harvest Now Conversations. Yay! Today we've got more people now. We got Jamison and Guada back on the podcast.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
And we got Cheyenne on the very far right. So it's been a while since Jamison and Guada have been here.
It has been a while.
How's that feel?
Mate, it's good to be back.
Why?
It's incredible. I missed being on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I've been busy working.
I've been busy working, mate.
Yes, been busy working.
So you got lots of revelation to share, mate.
Oh, mate, I've got revelation to share, yes.
You've got revelation. What about Guada, mate?
Yes.
No.
Very, very happy to be here.
Revelation.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's always good to share about Jesus. You know, I'm saying.
Well, Guada, just share about what's been going on with you, because I know there's a lot of things that's going on in your life. What's going on, mate? Plug it in. Plug it.
Oh, there's a lot going on. Yes, sir. Yep, there's a lot of changing happening. I'm about to enter into a new season, and I've noticed one thing with God, well, with me anyway, when I'm entering into a new season, he changes my attitude. So it's a change of attitude to enter into a new season. What God revealed to me was you can't wear a winter clothing into summer's clothing. So gotta change. There's a lot of changing happening in my own personal life and in my heart and my walk with God. And it's a big one. And it's very, very exciting. It is hard, but with God, he makes it easier. So, yeah, just trusting God with my life, with where he wants to take me. And so far, he has not failed me. God is so good. So, yeah, favor is there. Favor, divine appointments. Man, God is just so good. God is just
Share
so
what's
good.
Happening.
Share what's
Share
happening.
What's actually happening.
Oh, radio. I think in the last podcast I mentioned about a coffee van. So God gave me a vision of a coffee van around this time last year. And I thought it was just whatever. It's just a van. And a week after, our pastor confirmed it. And he said, oh, I just saw you in a coffee van. And I'm like, radio, this is serious. This is serious. So what happened was I prayed about it. I was sweating. I was praying about it because I was trying to do it in my own strength, yeah? But, yeah, we shouldn't be doing it in our own strength because really it's not possible. To me, it was an impossible thing, but the word says with God all things are possible, yeah?
Yeah.
So I stand on that. I believed in that and God made it happen. So because there's a lot of changes in my life, I had to change a lot of things in my life too, which was not easy. And to be honest, it's not easy to give up things. It's not. Because with God, you have to sacrifice things, yeah? So sacrifice my time, work, everything. Everything. But, yeah, it's all for him. It's all for the glory of God. It's to expand his kingdom here on earth. Because that's what he's called us to do, to know him and to make him known, yeah? So, yeah, the van. Back to the van. So right now, a year later, the van is here. Praise God. He's actually, yeah, he provided the finance for the van. He's provided the finance for, because it is a brand new van. So the van has to be fitted out. It's a coffee van, just to be specific. It's not just any van. It's a coffee van. So you got to get it all fixed and stuff. So right now, it's in the process of being fitted out. Praise God. I'm actually super excited because God just keeps blowing my mind every day. He just blows my mind every day. He exceeds my expectations every day. When I start to worry, oh man, God just slaps it back at my face. Here it is. Here's your provision. Here's the favor. God is just so good. And the word that I've been standing on is taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And I've been tasting and I've been seeing that the Lord is good. And I cannot deny that God is not real because this is just, it's just happening. And all I'm doing is believing him, trusting him, standing on his word, proclaiming over my life and doing what he's told me to do. Oh man, I can talk about this all day, but yeah, God is just blowing my mind every day, exceeding my expectations every day. He really is Jehovah Jireh. He really is our source. He really is our only provider, man. He's so good. Anyways, the coffee van. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Praise God. So being a spectator, it seems like something that has happened so quick, like from when Pastor Paul, he confirmed it.
Yep.
That was maybe like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And it's already like basically nearly...
Manifesting.
Yeah.
Well, it is manifesting.
Yeah, it is. Like it's literally...
It's coming into fruition.
Yeah. It's literally right around the corner. Yeah. Mm. And like that's who God is. God is the real deal.
Yeah.
Like it's all about manifesting it physically, you know, walking it out, living it out. And that's exactly what Guada is doing through God. And yeah, so this podcast, we're going to be talking about what is an essential part in getting all this stuff happening. Because if you're a Christian and basically your life is worse off than everybody that you're trying to minister to, it's kind of hard. But the thing is, God's word is full of promises. And his promises are like if you live it out, you live a blessed life. And yeah, so this podcast is about growing in the word. And us talking about how to live it out and how to see and taste and see that the Lord is good rather than just talk and think about if the Lord is good or not and theorize, but live it out. Yeah, so that's the topic for this podcast. The first question I have is, why is it important to read the Word? And we'll start with Jamison.
Well, there's several reasons why it's important to read the word. One that I want to highlight on is what I'd say probably be the most important reason alongside with the several reasons, and that's fellowship with Christ. Fellowship with Christ can only be done and established through reading the word. My reason for saying that is because if we go to John chapter 1, which is extremely fundamental, extremely bread and butter for our fellowship with Christ. And I'm reading from the ESV. So it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And in verse 2, it says, "He was in the beginning with God." And so you notice how the Word is referred to as the Word.
Yeah.
And then in verse 2, it is then referred to as He. So the Word is personalized because the Word is a person. That person being Jesus.
Yeah.
And the reason why we know it's Jesus is because in verse 14, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." And the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth, is Jesus. And so it is important that we read the Word, because by reading the Word, we're getting to know Jesus. He is the Word. Him and the Word is one. Without the Word, then we won't be able to know who Jesus is, because He is the full manifestation of the Word.
Yeah.
So that's primary reason why we need the Word. It's very essential, especially as a believer. The day you decided you want to follow Christ is the day you decided that I'm going to pursue you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to know you.
Yeah.
I'm establishing my relationship with you. And to know Him, you've got to get into the Word.
Yeah. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
So it's like a starting point in that supernatural thing that takes place. Because the Word is something that is tangible. You can see it.
Yep.
You can touch it, read it. And then from there, that's where you renew your mind, and that's when you can get to like get in contact with Him, basically.
You get to get in contact with the God who created the universe.
Yeah.
Everything that you want to know about Him is in the Bible. It's in the Word.
Yeah.
So that's why reading the Word is so essential. It's probably the most important reason why we need the Word.
Yeah.
100%.
Nice. What about you, Chan?
Yeah. So I was doing a study on faith a while ago. I was looking into the Greek and looking into biblical definitions. And a definition from this theologian, I can't remember right now, but the basis of faith is knowledge. You have to know something in order to have faith in it.
Yeah.
And in Acts, in chapter 17, when Paul talks to these people of Athens, right? And they're worshipping idols and worshipping unknown gods that they don't know. And then he goes on to, Paul then preaches, like, you know, you serve a God that you don't know the name of, but he is the one that created the heavens and the earth. He did all these things. Paul goes on to describe, you know, the magnificence of God. And it just shows the difference between just worshiping something, you know, just an idol that you barely know, and having the knowledge of someone and a relationship with the one that you worship. And yeah, and so when I hear a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I know that it's very common for people to say that they have a relationship with God, but they don't really read the word. And just like Jamison was sharing, like, the word is God, the word is Jesus. And so it's very hard for me to believe that, for someone to say, you know, you have a relationship with God, but you don't really read the word. There's just, the word is evidence of the reality of Jesus. And it's historical and it's real. Like, the word is real. And so, yeah, the word, yeah, it's just evidence of, having faith in God. And that word is evidence of a relationship, our relationship with God. So, yeah, that's...
So what do you think then about the people who say that they have a relationship, but they don't know any word? Like, are they lying? Or what's going on there?
So, I was once in that position, which I believe, like, you know, most of us started there, right? And it's, like, I guess it comes first from a lack of understanding of what a relationship with God means.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk about, you know, your heart. You know, your heart is for God. Yeah, that's good. It's good. But, yeah, like, do you know what God's heart is all about?
Yeah.
Because a relationship is like knowing, you know, what that person likes and what that person loves to do and what they want to do, like their future and their dreams and aspirations and all this stuff. And so, yeah, I think, yeah, just a lack of understanding of what a relationship really means.
Yeah.
And I think that's that was for me, at least, how that came about. And so... But when I progressed in my relationship with God, in my own relationship with God, how that happened was, leaders and stuff like this, like podcasts, talking about, you know, the importance of digging deep into the word, having a foundation that is, set on his word.
Do you have anything to add, Guara?
I think they already covered it. But yeah, you can't really separate God and the word because, the word and God is one.
Yeah.
So... Reading the word, you find out who God is and what his characteristic is. And you find out how he works and what needs to change in our life, because the word is the truth.
That's right.
And you just he reveals the truth to you, and you realize that we're not doing the truth.
That's right.
So you get to find out more about like what's wrong in your life.
Yeah.
And through the word, God corrects it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really good. But yeah. You can't separate God and the word because they are one.
Yeah. So I'll give a verse for what you just said. It's in James 1:22-23. And that talks about how the word of God is a mirror. So I'll read it from 22. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it, being a doer of the word, he is like a man who looks at himself carefully in the mirror. He observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he's like. So, so the word of God is a mirror. It is the real you. It's not what the world says about you. It's not what your parents say about you or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's exactly what the word says about you. And that's why it's very important. You can live your life completely deceived and die deceived, having not read the word. And yeah, so I'll add some more on why it's so important. So at the end of this podcast, you're going to be itching to read the word, you know? You're going to really want to. So Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous." So yeah, you will make your way prosperous. So you need to find out how God does things.
Yep.
And then you will make your way prosperous. Mm-hmm. And that's that. The only way you can do that is finding it in his word. And Matthew 6:33 says the same thing, but seek, aim at, so this is the Amplified Classic Version, but seek, aim at, and strive after first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given to you. And that's amazing. So it says, seek first his kingdom and his way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And like what Guada says, his word is, what you find in his word is his character, like how God does things, how everything about God.
Yeah.
And when you get a firm foundation of his word, your life begins to change because you start to do things his way.
Yeah.
And the thing is, God is the God of the universe. Of course, there's a little g God of this world, but God is above him.
Mm.
And what his, like all of his principles and everything that's in his word far is beyond that stuff, is beyond whatever worldly process there is. Every time Pastor Paul comes, he would give us testimony that just blows your mind, you know, like stuff that doesn't make sense. Like God tells him to turn left. God tells him to turn right in his car while he's driving. And then he steps out and then he steps on a $50 bill. Like that's crazy. Like it's not how the world works,
yeah.
But that's how God works.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all part of reading his word. And then 1 John 2:6 says, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk the same way in which he walked. And just like what Jamison said, John 1, the word is God and God is the word. And then the word dwelt among us,
yeah.
And that's Jesus. So anyone who says that they abide in him ought to walk the same way. So it's just like what Cheyenne said. So if you don't know the word, if you don't know Jesus, because Jesus is the word, then how can you say that you abide in him?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Tough. It's tough, mate. But
it's true.
But it's true.
Yeah. It's the truth.
Exactly. So that's all about reading the word. So let's talk about what the difference is between, because, you know, there are Bible scholars. There are Christians who go to church. They know the Bible off by heart, but then, you know, there's no power in them or there's no fruit. I've heard that, especially like from American preachers, they've gotten information from waitresses and waiters that Sunday is the worst tipping day because of Christians, and which is crazy. Like, that's really sad. Like, Christians are supposed to be the ones that are the most generous, but yet they're not. So how do you get someone who's growing in the word versus someone who is just staying stagnant? What is the difference?
I think the difference is opening up room in your heart, making a conscious decision that you want the word to transform you.
Mm.
You're asking God to transform you. So rather than just reading it as a historical book, rather than just reading it word for word as an accumulation of information or knowledge, you are then seeing it for what it is, as alive and active, and welcoming it into your heart to transform you. Once you make that decision, that's when the fruits come through. That's when that transformation comes through. That's when God, through the Holy Spirit, will then transform you from within. That's what the main difference is. I can't speak on behalf of their scholars. I don't know where their hearts are at when it comes to reading the word.
Yeah, there's some scholars that are on fire. You know?
Yeah, because I personally don't know any scholars.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that God's word transformed me personally. And it wasn't until I decided that this is going to be the final authority in my life, that this word is going to have dominion over my personal life. Once I made that decision, that's when God started transforming me. He started changing my perspectives. He started changing my reality, because my reality was what I wanted it to be, like what I painted it to be, according to how I was raised, according to culture, according to how I was educated. But then the word changed my reality. It made it enjoyable. It made it worth living for.
Yeah.
That's what the word did for me, because my biggest struggle before coming and encountering the word was that I always felt like I had no purpose. So I went to the word to find some answers, and it answered me.
Yeah.
That's what the word did. It fulfilled that hunger that was inside of me. But if I didn't decide to take it as it was, as alive and active,
yeah.
that it can transform me, then that wouldn't have happened.
Mm. Yeah. What do you have to say, Guara?
I reckon it comes to do with like your intentions when it comes to reading the word. Mm. Like in my own experience before, like I would just read the word, just read it with no intentions. Mm. Yeah, just reading it. And this one time I was reading the word and Holy Spirit spoke to me. What did you get from that? Mm. And I said, whoa, I got absolutely nothing because my heart wasn't open to the word because I was just reading it. So if you open your heart to the word and if you open your ears to the Holy Spirit to teach you the word, then it's there's a big difference there if your heart and your ears are open to what the word of God has to say. So now, like, yeah, and what I do now is that I won't move on to the next chapter until I get something from a certain chapter. Mm. So if you let the Holy Spirit teach you, he will teach you because that's what he wants to do. He wants to teach us. He wants to guide us to all truth. Yeah. Mm. So yeah, it's the intention of your heart. Like, are you reading the word because you're just reading the word or you're reading the word because you really want to get to know God? You really want to have a relationship with God. Mm. You really want to do this because you love God, you know? So yeah, with me, it comes to your intention. Like, why are you reading the word for? Like, what for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Cheyenne.
Sorry, mate. What was the question again?
So, what's the difference between someone who is just reading the word and someone who's growing?
And someone who's growing.
Who's growing in the word.
Ah, yes.
And someone who's living it out.
Yeah. So, like I said, the previous podcast that I was in, you can know like just one verse or a couple verses, but if you're putting it into action and applying it in your life, then man, you're doing better than majority of Christians or who people that call themselves Christians that are out there. It really comes down to just your intention, just like what Guada was saying. What are you after? If you're seeking God and seeking him with all your heart, you're diligently seeking him, not giving up.
Yeah.
And just like, just really digging with all due diligence. Mm. Like, then like it's going to be effective. You're going to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
So draw near to him and he'll draw near to you.
Yeah.
Like really. The main difference is really just it's intention.
Yeah.
It's the heart, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Because God is after your heart. He's not after anything.
Yeah.
He's not after anything else. He just wants your heart.
The no matter if you think you're, you know, pure enough. We were talking about purity the other night with the girls or for Lifehouse. We're talking about purity and Camille said something profound. It was amazing. So we often think about like purity is like being clean, but it also means to be 100% of something, to be whole, W-H-O-L-E. Mm. And she was like, God's not after like, you know, just the good side of me, not just the best of me, but he wants all of me. That includes the bad stuff. And so all your heart.
I'll give some verses that just confirm exactly what you said. So in John, so this is Jesus saying this. Jesus said, if John 14:23, it says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So, yeah, there's people that have been in church for ages, and they know the word. They know what the word says. If you minister to them, they'll be like, I know this stuff. But then the question is, are you doing it? Mm-hmm. And Jesus says here, if anyone loves me, they will keep my word. And then what happens? My Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. Mm. And then that's when the change happens. That's when, because God is living in you now. God is living in you to will and also to do.
Yep.
That is the big change. So intentions, what would be the wrong intentions?
Finding out scripture to Bible bash people.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
completely wrong. Yeah. Mm. Looking for words to discriminate, to condemn.
Yeah.
Looking for words to shut people down, to shut people out, to say that I am holier than you.
Yeah.
I know the word more than you. Out of a competitive heart, out of a competitive spirit, that's not the heart of God.
Yeah.
God's word is always to build people up. It's to edify.
Yeah.
It's to restore, mm-hmm. to bring construction into people's lives. Mm-hmm. If you're coming in it with the wrong intention of, with ill intent, with ulterior motives to bring other people down, then you're not really seeking the word for right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, the intention is important. And Cheyenne said a key word, which is diligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. You got to diligently seek God by seeking him in the word. It's not just, let me read verse of the day and that's it.
Mm.
You know, or let me just listen to a preaching and that's it.
Mm.
Because it's like, what relationship is like that? Imagine if I traded Guada like that. Let me just see Guada for 2 minutes and that's it. That's my day done. I've checked my box.
Yeah.
Mm. My box. I've ticked the box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
check.
Yeah, exactly. So if the word is God,
yeah.
if the word is Jesus, then you've got to diligently spend time.
Mm.
Diligently. You've got to set the time. You've got to make ways, like, you know, to get the word inside to your heart.
Mm.
Like, I'll be honest, there are days where I don't fully read the word, but I instead would like to listen to it,
mm-hmm.
because I like to hear the audible to it. You know, it's
yeah.
like I'm listening to Jesus speak.
Yep.
You know, even if you do get caught up in a busy schedule, you can listen to the word. You know, yeah. there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that diligence of, Lord, I just want to hear something from you today.
Yeah.
I want to get something from you, not for my own pride, not for my status, not because I want to make big bucks. It's nothing like that. It's because I want to get to know your heart. Mm-hmm. I want to get to know you right down to the bottom of your heart. That's what it is when you pursue God. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yep.
I just had it up here. Let me get it back. Unless you can beat me to it on the computer. I had it here before I closed it.
No, you got it.
Okay. But basically, okay, here we are. Yes, I've actually, here's something interesting. I've recommitted back to reading on the word. For the longest time, I got
like
stuck to using
Bible.
My, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, a physical Bible. But for the longest time, and there's nothing wrong with it, I was using my phone a lot, but I found myself that there was a lot of distractions on it.
Yeah.
It took my eyes off what God was trying to say to me a lot of the time. And I found that by getting into the physical Bible, I don't know, man. It's just like there's a deeper connection.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not trying to sound like extra spiritual or anything, but it's just a practical experience of flicking the pages and
yeah,
it's
and
different.
It's different. It really is different. Okay, so Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, so it says, "For I know the plans." This is God. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans for welfare and not for evil,
mm.
to give you a future and a hope." Now, the key to get to that future, the key to get to that hope, is then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Mm-hmm. So the only way you're going to get into God's heart and into God's plan, his purpose for your life, is if you actually seek him.
Mm-hmm.
That's with diligence.
Yeah.
It's with effort. It's with intention. It's with, I value getting to know you. I value and cherish wanting to hear from you in the word.
Mm.
So it's not like I just brush it off. It's not like we should be just brushing it off, because the word is holy and we got to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
It transforms us.
Yeah. So what do you do then? Have you ever felt like Siebes reading?
Oh, all the time.
So how do you change that?
Well, I had to learn the power of discipline and getting myself to do it. I in those days where I'm Siebes, if I'm Siebes to read, then I'd listen. I found myself that I can still listen. If I'm not, if my eyes are too tired to read, which is the truth, my eyes do get tired reading. Mm. Especially when you want to wake up early in the morning to seek the Lord. I find that, there are days where, my eyes are fresh to read, but there are days when there's not.
Mm.
That's when I'm Siebes. But I like to turn on my audio Bible and just listen to the word of God. Or even then, I would discipline myself to pray.
Mm.
I'll just pray until I'm not Siebes anymore.
Yeah.
And then read the word. And then the word is like, oh, it's so fresh. It's like my breakfast. You know what I mean? It's like my lunch, my dinner. It's everything that I needed for the day.
Yeah.
And it's not like I feel good because I know I did something. It brings that joy. It brings that
quality time.
Yes. It brings the quality time. It brings that fulfillment.
Yeah.
But yes, if you are Siebes,
Just pray.
Pray. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pray. Ask God to help you. Be yeah. honest. God, yeah. I'm a bit seized right now. Mm. I'm a bit tired. And he'll help you.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you have to say, Gwana?
I agree with everything what Jamison said. But, yeah, with me, when I do get seeds as well, normally, I also put the Audible. And, I mean, it's different with everyone. But with me, when I'm listening to Audible, it's like I'm watching a video. So, God... While the word is playing in my ears, I see what's happening.
Yeah. You engage your imagination.
Yes.
Like at first, like look, we have authority over our flesh.
Yeah.
So you can tell your flesh, submit to my spirit right now in Jesus' name. Mm. And your body has to obey because the real you is the spirit, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, we have self-control, self-discipline, and the flesh is supposed to obey.
Yeah.
So make the... flesh obey in Jesus' name. But yeah, so Audible helps me a lot, especially in the morning because I always have morning early shifts. So I prefer listening, and God just shows me, like, while I'm doing my makeup, man, God just shows me awesome revelations. It's like watching a YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Holy Spirit, man, God's supernatural. He can make everything exciting. Mm. He can make the word enjoyable if you ask him. Like he just reveals stuff to you, and it's amazing. That's what it's like to have a relationship with God, relationship with the Holy Spirit. He just reveals like things that's not possible in the world, but it's possible with God. Mm. He's a supernatural God. So he's very creative too. Yeah. He's a creative God. He created the world. Wow. Praise God.
Even from a more like practical sense, like without even getting too spiritual, if you're feeling seeps, have a coffee. wake yourself up.
Yeah.
Go have a hot shower. Eat some food. You know, have some breakfast. Get
Stand
energized.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we have this mindset of like we have to be overly religious for us to read the word. Like it has to be the very first thing that I have to.
Yeah.
I can't look at anything else. You know, I can't even look at the floor before I look at the word first before I wake up.
Yeah.
You know, like it's treat it like you would be meeting up with someone.
Yeah.
You know, like refresh yourself. You wouldn't meet up with someone or, you know, this is an important meeting right now. Yeah. Treat it as it is. It's an important meeting. Like there is nothing wrong with listening or reading the word first thing in the morning. If anything, I commend that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's like if you are feeling a bit sluggish, freshen yourself up.
Yeah.
Have a hot shower or a cold shower, whatever works best for you. Mm. Have a coffee and then set the appointment that I'm going to be coming into reading this word with absolute freshness and with intention of wanting to get to know the word.
Yeah. What do you have to say, Jane?
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I agree with Jonathan and Guada. Like,
what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I do the same. I listen to the audible word. I love listening.
Mm.
Whenever I drive... I listen to a lot of either the Bible.
Streetlights Bible.
Streetlights Bible, yeah.
Yes.
If you're truly seeps, man, that will not make you seeps. That will get you out of it.
Yeah.
But also, like, audible, like, books. But, yeah, like, we heard from David Herzog, like, a while ago saying that, you know, if you're sluggish, then... Like, same thing what Jamison said. Like, what's the point if you're reading the word but you're half asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing's really getting in.
Yeah.
So,
exactly right.
Like, get into your, like, prime and get focused and so that you know that you're really getting into, you're getting the most out of it.
Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity every time with the word.
Yeah.
Because ultimately... The stuff that has power is the one that you're going to do.
Yeah.
Not the ones that's just in storage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something that Pastor Rod said, he stands on top of a bathtub. on the edge of the bathtub. And he's like, flesh, if you fall asleep now, then you're in trouble.
Mm.
So like he's like full on. Like I don't know. Maybe maybe his schedule is that packed where his body is tired. But he is so like... He makes the word such a high priority.
Do whatever it takes.
Do whatever it takes so that he could get the word in him. And that's just a testament of how valuable the word is.
Yes.
So for me, I know what helps me is the praying in tongues. Like I pray in tongues so that I can get in the spirit. Because I know if I'm feeling seeds, it's because my mind is focused on what the flesh is feeling.
Mm. Yeah.
And what the flesh wants to do is eat. you know, eat like rice or something, you know, or watch Netflix while eating. And then after that, maybe watch some YouTube, go on TikTok, and then go to sleep. You know, that's what the body wants to do. But my spirit is hungry. Like like everything that is not the flesh is hungry for God.
Yeah.
Wants to get this all happening. So when I pray in tongues, like those who are led by the Spirit of God set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Mm. So praying in tongues is a very quick way to get your mind on the Spirit. And then when you get your mind on the Spirit, it breaks through. Like you all of a sudden don't want to be lazy.
Yeah.
Because laziness is a fruit of the flesh. And yeah, I don't want God to call me wicked and slothful.
Mm.
Also, with motive, something that changed, an attitude of mine that changed recently was reading the word in order to do it. That is something that really excites me. Because I take this Bible as a manual to live, like to do it his way.
A manual for Manuel.
A manual for Manuel. But yeah, this is like, this has the answers to all my problems.
Yes.
That is why I should read this thing.
Yeah.
So it, like before I understood that, it was like, I couldn't relate to reading this. It just seemed like a religious duty, a chore. Mm. Something that it's like, you know, apparently this gets me closer to you or whatever, you know, like it didn't relate to me.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to connect that this is important. But, so this verse, 2 Timothy 2:15 in Amplified Classic, it says, study and be eager to do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. That has deeply impacted me. Like, especially study and be eager to do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial. So, I've been Christian my whole life. I've been going to church my whole life. And I have to say, like, most of it, I didn't see any fruit. Like, I would, if an atheist were to come to me or like anyone who was just strong opinioned, just came and opposed my belief, I'd be like, wow, you're true. Like, you're right. You know, like, oh, where is the fruit? I haven't, like, when I pray, there's nothing or blah, blah, blah. This is not happening. Where's this? You know, if the word says this, where is this? But this word has deeply impacted me. Study and be eager to do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed. Mm. So you are studying this word to get, like, to show. Mm. And another motive for me is to, I am a representative of God.
Yep.
We are all ambassadors of the kingdom. And when I am living out this word, when there's fruit coming out of it, it brings glory to God. And that's why we're here, you know? What Guada shared at the beginning of this podcast, that is everything, that is the word manifesting. It's just exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about it, we're living it.
Yeah.
Like, God is real, God is alive.
Mm.
And when people know that, when people understand that God is alive, His word is living and active, man.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
I was going
to
say exactly the scripture to confirm what you're saying is in John 15, verses 7 to 8. And Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified.
Yeah.
That you bear much fruit. And so prove, like what you're saying, prove to be my disciples.
Yeah.
So if the word is alive in you, if it's abiding in you, you're living for the word, it's going to bear fruit.
Mm.
And this is what proves that you are a disciple of Jesus, because Jesus always had fruit wherever he went.
Yep.
Yeah. It brings glory to the Father. So like what you're saying, study it, read the word, because you want to be bearing fruit to glorify the Father. If you're not bearing fruit, then you're not really glorifying the Father. It's like it's dead. You are a vessel of the King, which is supposed to be full of life. And this isn't to condemn anyone, but this is a wake-up call. Your life needs to be full of fruit. To bring glory to the Father, because you are now representing a King out of His love. And it's not for your pride, but it's for God's love.
You know, when Jesus cursed the fig tree? Something that was shared last Sunday, I forgot his name, but that guy, that ex-warlock guy.
Jonathan Rivera.
Yeah, Ramirez. I think so, yeah. He was sharing about Jesus cursing this fig tree. I know my reaction to that was like, wow, like it's not, he's not in season, you know? But his, what he said was, from afar, this looks like a fig tree with fruit. But up close, he realized that it's not with fruit. And that speaks on people that call themselves Christian today. They seem like a tree that should bear fruit, but there is none. It's fake. And that's why he cursed it, because that's fake. Something I shared about in the podcast, Authentic Christianity, like God wants you to be cold or hot, and lukewarm, he will spit you out, because lukewarm is damaging, because it makes people believe that somehow that level of Christianity is acceptable. When that, the middle ground is all the devil's. It's either you are hot or you're cold. The lukewarm is still like, it's not in. It's not good. And yeah. So this is why it's so important to be in the Word, man.
Absolutely.
The Word is so important, because what are you living for? Why do we live if not to be salt and light, and not, if not to be full of life? And the Word is life. That's how you live. Like, you don't want to just be like everybody else and say you're Christian. Like, there's no point. Does anyone have anything to add before we end this episode?
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
I'll say this. So another wrong motive that I had that God revealed to me was studying to share. This word says study to show yourself approved. I used to read the Bible so that I have something to share, but I wasn't living it up. And yeah. And another one was studying so that I have this, like, that checkbox thing, that because of how much word I know, somehow I'm a good Christian, I'm a better Christian, I've impressed God somehow, or I've made him love me more. And that's wrong. God will never love you any more than he loves you right now. And you don't impress God by how much you know the word. You impress God with faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. So, yeah, what's the main takeaway from this episode? Let's summarize what our heart is, and then we'll pray, and we'll get Jamison to pray. Is that
sure.
All right? All right. So, yeah, Cheyenne, well, what's the main takeaway?
The main takeaway, I reckon, is, reading the word is important. It's essential. It's essential to our relationship with God. You can't say that you have a relationship with Jesus and not know the word. Do whatever it takes for you to get it in you, get the word in you. No matter what time of day, if you need to drink a coffee, drink a coffee. Make sure you're awake so you know that, like, what you're getting in, you're really understanding. And always seek to understand. Always seek to understand the word that you're reading. Don't just, you know, read it for the sake of reading it out of obligation or and stuff like that. So, yeah. Yes, reading the word is the key thing to that relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, be open to the Holy Spirit to teach you. Yeah, when you're reading the word, I know with me there are times where I don't get a revelation right away. So don't bomb yourself out. I stand on the word. I stand on that word all day. And at the end of the day, the Holy Spirit reveals something to me. So yeah, just be open. You just don't read the word and that's it. You stand on that word. You sit on that word the whole day. It's not something that you just read and that's it. So it's like really applying it in your life, doing the word. So yeah, be doers of the word, not hearers only. So it's very important too. Be always open to what the Holy Spirit has to say, because he's the one that gives you revelation. So,
Yeah, so the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word.
Yeah.
You want to know Jesus, then you got to know the Word. Your intention needs to be right.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just reading the Word because you want to, like, just share.
Yeah.
And by share, you mean just because you want to have knowledge, you know, just because you want to be right.
Yeah.
But it's because you want to impart, you want to live it out.
Yeah.
You want to seek God for who he is, not just what he can do.
Yeah.
And that would be my take from this podcast, is that be genuine, be sincere with reading the Word, because the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is a person.
Yeah.
A person who loves you so madly.
Mm.
You would not want to treat someone like that. Yeah. So don't treat the Word like that either.
Yeah.
And what I would say is, he works in you to will and to do.
Yeah.
And that the starting point is obeying his Word.
Mm.
And then he will make his home in you, and then he will enable you to do. And that's when the fruits come out. You won't get fruits if you don't read his Word.
Amen.
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 All right.
All righty.
Yeah, let's get Jamie
to
let's
end. Wrap it up. All righty, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your Son for us, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your Word. We thank you that it has every answer to every issue that we have in our life. Every problem, Lord God, it has a solution in the Word. We thank you, Father, that we can get to know Jesus through the Word. Personally, the God who created the universe is all in the Bible, and we get to have it with us wherever we go. So we thank you, Father, that for everyone who is listening here, Lord God, that as they read the Word, Lord God, that you just open up their minds to understand the Scripture. I thank you, Father, that they won't just accumulate knowledge or information, but receive revelation into their hearts, life-changing Word that will speak to them, Lord God, that will cause them to grow, that will cause them to prosper, to be in good health, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to be in good mind, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, that your Word is alive and active, and it responds in Jesus' name. It is the book that speaks back, Lord God. It is the book that reads us back in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for the privilege it is to have the Word with us today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on YouTube. Yes. Be sure to tune in next week. We'll be continuing on with this topic, and we'll be sharing about our revelations.
Yes.
So we're going to be giving you everything we got, so then we can, so then you can start living it out as well.
Mm.
And because our goal is for you guys to shoot ahead of us, you know, to be ahead, to impact your community even more so than us, you know.
Yeah,
God is for you. God loves you so much, more than you know. And we also love you as well. Thank you for listening. All right.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Harvest Now Conversations. We hope you got something out of it and want to stay connected. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Harvest Now Church to make sure you don't miss out on any future content. You can also message us at contact@harvestnowchurch.com to suggest a topic to talk about or to ask us a question. Until next time, stay blessed and see you in the next podcast.